Welcome to Opus Here. My name is Greg Horn. I do a lot of weddings. In 2018, I actually did 20 weddings. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that God would let me do that after going through an unexpected divorce, as I've shared before here on Opus Here many times. And yet, you know what? I treasure that I get to be a part of that moment and get to share things that I've learned from going through divorce. And some of the verses that you hear at a lot of weddings, and I don't use this at all weddings. I actually use a passage in Ecclesiastes quite often that talks about the two are better off than one. But, you know, the love chapter, they call it in the Bible, Paul talks about what is love in chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. And, you know, this is so applicable, not talking about just romantic love. It's just talking about love for one another, for all of us as human beings, not for a spouse, a romantic love, but a love to be reminded of these when I read these. You know, am I exhibiting these? Am I doing this? I mean, am I really doing this? Because, you know, the Bible says that only three will remain without. That will be faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. It's kind of ironic. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. Yeah, we think about 13 being an unlucky number. Well, the follower of Jesus, I don't believe in any of that stuff. But 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So I want to ask you, how's your love meter for people? The Bible says that we are created in the same image of God. We're created in God's image. Yet a lot of time we're not very loving to one another, are we? Verse 4 says, love is patient. I want to ask you today, how you doing with patience? Are you patient with those closest to you? You know, unfortunately, I've been guilty in my life, and I've seen it through lots of other people. We treat the ones closest to us the worst sometimes. We take out our frustration, and we're not very patient with them. And friends, as a follower of Jesus, man, we got to be more patient. And I want to encourage you that you can be more patient, but you can't do it through your strength. It comes through your personal relationship with Jesus and spending time to be with him and reading his word and prayer and time of worship. And that's why I'm so thankful that so many people listen to these podcasts. They listen to the radio, and a lot of people listen on their way to work in the morning, and other people listen on their lunchtime. We're on a couple of different radio stations, and you know, you can hear this, but then also the people with the podcast listen during maybe their mid-morning breaks. They take a 15-minute walk, and these are only 14 minutes. But, you know, to be able to love people, it is not just by your strength and will. It's by what the Bible says, what comes out of the mouth comes from your heart. And, friends, you got to fill your heart with good stuff. And I think good stuff is God's stuff, the Bible, time with Jesus. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the foundation of life. Everything comes out of it. And friends, a lot of times we don't do that. And one of the things I'm guilty of with not protecting my heart is getting fatigued from doing too many things. A lot of them are good things, but, you know, trying to work and do ministry. And, you know, sometimes I get a little overwhelmed because I'm a people pleaser and I don't do a good job of using that simple word that God gave us, the word no. And you don't have to be that blunt about it, but some of you like me just need to do a better job of saying, you know, I'm sorry, but I can't do that right now, or let me have 24 hours to think and pray about that. Ask God, and then ask, if you have a spouse, ask them, or ask a good friend, and just say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? Because, you know, we can get so busy doing a lot of good things that aren't God things, and when I get fatigued and tired, I'm not very loving. I'm short with people. I'm not patient. Verse 4 goes on to say, not only is love patient, it's kind. And, you know, when I get fatigued, I'm not very kind. I'm just not. And, you know, that's one of the things this world is just screaming out. We need more kindness. And as followers of Jesus, we need to exhibit that kindness. And we can do that. And, you know, even on your worst day, my friend Manuel Scott says, you can be somebody's hope. Even on your worst day, you might be somebody's best example of hope. And part of providing hope is just being kind. I mean, it stands out in this world today, doesn't it? Just being kind, letting somebody else go in front of you at the checkout lane. You know, we see people doing the pay it forward, paying for the person's coffee behind us or their meal at a fast food restaurant or something. You know, the list goes on and on. There's so many kind gestures. One of the things the guy that I'm letting live with me, and part of the way he tries to earn his rent is he mows the lawn for me. And I just challenging, you know, we have two neighbors right up on us, and there's a little patch between both of us. And I said, just go on and mow their part too. I said, it's going to take you literally about 2 minutes for the neighbor on the left and probably 3 minutes for the one on the right. And I said, that'll speak volumes to them that we're doing that. And at first he's like, you know, come on, man. But he did it. And then he said, you know, you're right, man. I mean, that would make a big difference to me if I did that, if I saw somebody doing that. I'm like, man, why do they do that? So we're hoping it'll open some dialogue about Jesus sometimes with our neighbors. But you know the thing about love? It does not envy and it does not boast. And, you know, friends, that's hard. I mean, I'm guilty. I struggle with pride. I like to boast about my accomplishments, and yet love doesn't boast. It also says, you know, it's not proud, which obviously when you're proud, that's pride. And so I need to be reminded of that. And friends, pride can come out in a lot of ways in our life, can it? But when we're showing the love of Jesus, there's not pride in it. It's taking the last piece of food or the smaller piece of steak or chicken or whatever, not getting a second helping. And so many moms I know did that. I know my mom did, just saying, you know, I'm not real hungry. We'd have one of those nights where we would have leftovers from maybe two or three nights, and there was, you know, some good food, but wasn't a lot. And there were six of us, and she would just, you know, get small servings of things. And, you know, as I look back, I know that she had to be more hungry because she worked hard taking care of all four of us and did a great job, and yet she sacrificed. She gave more to us and sacrificed and went without. Here's a big one. If you're showing love, it does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, and it's not easily angered. Friends, with Twitter and social media especially, people are so disrespectful, and it's just sad. And, man, I want to encourage you, and I see a lot of followers of Jesus that are guilty of this. And, you know, before you hit send, you know, or post or whatever it is, to really think about that if you're saying something emotionally, because once you hit send, it's out there, and it really can hurt your reputation as a follower of Jesus. More importantly, it hurts Jesus. But, you know, when we're angry and we're hurt, we can do that. Here's one that's so huge, and only being a follower of Jesus can you do this, but it says love keeps no record of wrongs. I want to ask you, are you guilty of keeping score? Do you give with expectations? I know I've been guilty of that. You give something, but it's with expectations. You know, it took too long to get that thank you note. Or, you know, they didn't seem like they really appreciated that. And don't get me wrong, I get all that stuff, and I have been there, and I have to die to self. But when you give somebody something, are you keeping track of that? Or if somebody does mess up and they say something, and or they do something wrong, are you keeping score? And don't get me wrong. I mean, if you got somebody that's late all the time and you ride to work or to work out together or whatever, I mean, it doesn't mean that you don't say something like, hey, we got to figure something out here. That's not what we're talking about when somebody's wrong there. But you've got to forgive people, I guess, is the big thing. And when we let bitterness settle in our hearts, the enemy wins. He truly, truly wins. Verse 6 in chapter 13 of Corinthians says, of 1 Corinthians says, love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Man, that's big, friends. A lot of times, you know, people like it when other people fail. We can't be like that as followers of Jesus. I love that it says in verse 7 of chapter 13 in 1 Corinthians, love always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres, and love never fails. Friends, that's a lot right there, man. I could do a whole program on verse 7 in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Love always protects, it always trusts, it always hopes, it always perseveres. You know, I just want to kind of zero in on that word protects. You know, it's easy to dump on somebody's name or reputation and something comes up and you know something about it. And, you know, God's really been convicting me that over the past year, that just because I know something and it may be true, but if it's not edifying that person, and I wouldn't say it if they were sitting there or standing there, then I don't need to say it. And I've had to say this to a couple close friends before. Just because something's true doesn't mean you have to say it. Now, if you get asked, okay, then maybe you share it with them. But, you know, sometimes we just need to do what it talks about in James. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. Quick to listen and slow to speak. Remember, God gave us two ears and one mouth. So I think it's a good sign that maybe we need to listen twice as much as we speak. And of course, as you go on to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. But friends, I believe that you can't love if you don't have faith, if your faith's not strong, if you've lost your faith in Jesus, or if you don't have faith in Jesus. Without faith, you can't love. And then the hope. I mean, hope comes from Jesus. I mean, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But hope comes from Jesus. A personal relationship with Jesus, which comes out of time with Jesus. And friends, you can't love. None of us are that strong without spending time with Jesus. And I want to encourage you to make that a priority so that you can love and show that to people. And I love the verse in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, where it talks about where this hope comes from. It says that we have this hope in Jesus as an anchor for our soul. It's firm and secure. Friends, that's where our hope comes from. That's why we do hope is here. It's simply that we believe our hope is like Hebrews 6:19, that we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. And then also Romans chapter 15, verse 13, which is what we base this ministry off of when we started it, says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So if you've got your faith in Jesus and you know where your hope comes from, then you're able to love. So I want to encourage you today to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, just verses 4 through 8 and verse 13, and ask God to help you to love people like he does. My name is Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.